From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting some calming words on North Korea by the U.S. Secretary of State. Rex Tillerson, the U.S. Secretary of State, has urged calm and says Americans should have no concerns after North Korea and President Donald Trump traded fiery threats, insisting Wednesday he doesn't believe there is any imminent threat. Americans should sleep well at night, Tillerson said. In more tranquil terms, Tillerson sought to explain the thinking behind Trump's warning to Pyongyang that it would be met with fire and fury like the world has never seen if it made more threats to the United States.
You know, the U.S. and the international community with respect to North Korea has actually had a pretty good week. We had a unanimous U.N. Security Council resolution to strengthen sanctions against North Korea with China and Russia joining us in that vote. And then at ASEAN, there were a lot of strong statements coming out of ASEAN that I think also reinforced that the global community has expressed its view that North Korea really needs to stand down this program. So I think in response to that, the North Koreans' rhetoric has just ratcheted up louder and louder and more threatening. So I think the president, what the president was doing is sending a strong message to North Korea in language that Kim Jong-un would understand, because he doesn't seem to understand diplomatic language.
Tillerson was speaking after North Korea said its army was studying a plan to create an enveloping fire in areas around Guam. He pointed to new pressure the world is putting on North Korea, including sweeping new U.N. sanctions that the United States orchestrated. He says the pressure is starting to show. This is VOA News. Meanwhile, elected officials in Guam are reassuring constituents that the U.S. territory is safe. Guam's Governor Eddie Calvo said there was no threat to the island, but also said it was prepared for any eventuality in a televised speech. Governor Calvo said Guam is American soil, not just a military installation. He was assured by the White House that an attack on Guam would be considered an attack on the United States. Guam's elected congressional delegate, Madeline Bordalo, also expressed confidence in the ability of U.S. forces to protect the island amid North Korea's deeply troubling threat, but urged Trump to work with the international community to de-escalate tensions. President Trump says the United States has no alternative but to defeat an epidemic of opioid drug use, which kills more than 100 Americans every single day.
A commission created to study the problem urged the president last week to declare a national emergency to address opioid abuse. Secretary Price said 52,000 Americans have died from overdose in 2015 and that the numbers are growing. He said his agency will work to ensure treatment and recovery for all addicts and support research on how to treat pain without narcotics.
One of the things that we've done to try to bring a voice to it and bring faces to it is to go around the country in multiple states and to visit communities and try to find those best practices, what's working out there, what hasn't worked. Talk with those families that have been devastated by the addiction crisis. Talk with folks who've been addicts and have recovered. What is it that worked?
Price said the National Institutes of Health is working on developing a vaccine for addiction and pain medication that is not addictive. Zlatica Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
Nearly complete results from Kenya's election commission today showed President Uhuru Kenyatta well ahead of challenger Raila Odinga, who is challenging the tally and dismissing the result as a sham. Kenyatta led 54.6% to 44.5% over his longtime rival, with about 90% of the ballots counted. Kenya's Electoral Commission is using biometric voter identification and electronic vote transmission systems to conduct the elections. The vote is seen as a key test for the commission after voting technology failed during the last polls in 2013, sparking allegations of vote rigging. Fueling suspicions of an effort to impede a fair vote was the torture and killing of a top election official just days before the election. Election officials have up to a week to announce full results, but they may opt to announce the outcome as soon as possible. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.